Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today, we're going to talk about building applications on top of CRM systems. Because CRM systems are proving to be a good starting point for many front office applications that don't fit the sales and marketing service mold. But what makes CRM so adaptable and popular for this kind of development approach? So today, to help answer some of these questions, I have with me Dennis Pomprion, President and CEO of Beagle Research. So welcome, Dennis.
Hi, Lauren. How are you today?
So Dennis, I have a few questions for you about this topic. And my first is, you know, why are companies turning to CRM as the foundation when building new customer-facing systems, even though these systems kind of fall outside the scope of conventional CRM?
Well, good question, Lauren. Many of these systems don't fall that far outside of the mainstream for CRM, and so CRM is a good approximation. I think you have to understand that businesses will grab whatever is handy, intuitive, and low-cost to support new or innovative business processes. And that's not new. For a very long time, spreadsheets were the go-to tool in this case because they met the handy, intuitive, low-cost requirement. Even Salesforce automation got started in spreadsheets. Unfortunately, though, spreadsheets quickly show their limitations. They work fine if all you want to do is capture the one-time result of a simple transaction. Because there's no database behind them, though, they're limited to the data in the cells as their universe for that application. Today we're seeing increasing need for supporting end-to-end business processes rather than simple transactions. So, and CRM systems, many of them, not all of them, have more of the things that you need to support processes.
So when you say that, what kinds of functionality are you talking about?
Well, of course, I'm not talking about every CRM system in the universe, but the best ones capture one-time data as well as store it historically, which enables you to track progress using things like analytics. Also, good CRM systems will offer a bundle of other functionality that's broadly applicable to any application, like workflow, or and for designing all of the steps in a process, including how things branch depending on customer behavior. They also offer collaboration functionality so that subject matter experts can, when needed, parachute into a conversation with an idea or a suggestion. This influences the process without taking it in a completely new direction. And then there's the idea of analytics and reporting. Mm-hmm. It's one thing to collect customer data, but what does it tell you about the future of the process? What's hiding in the data that can materially affect the outcome? Finally, there's more, but for this discussion, the best CRM systems are also capable of deploying working code for a variety of operating systems from a single definition. And that's very powerful and very desirable in many busy IT shops.
So how does this work exactly? Do businesses use CRM kind of as the foundation and then edit the application?
Yeah, I think that's a good way to look at it. You know, I have even touched on some of the other things that come automatically with CRM, like the underlying data objects. But that's how editing can be done. Now, this gets a little nerdy, but every well-defined object, say one that defines customer, for instance, or a particular process, includes things like data fields that need to be captured, how to edit them, how to store and retrieve them, how they play with other objects and functions in the system. Now, all of that is already written and tested and clean in a modern CRM system. So today's developers don't have to reinvent that wheel. It saves a lot of time, a lot of money, and it's one of the reasons companies want to start with a good fundamental CRM system.
Right, so that makes sense to me in terms of, you know, kind of cutting out some of the time-consuming development. What are some of the other competitive advantages of this approach?
Well, two stand out. I mean, there are a lot more, but let's just take two. First one, faster time to market. With so much already written and tested, a small group of developers can be very effective at building out a vision of a solution that sits on top of all those functions and facilities. Today, it's not enough to get a bare-bones product to market. You need to have the supporting systems that wrap around it with processes and procedures and services that make it truly valuable to customers. And that's what people building on top of CRM systems are finding. It's easier to spend time on those things, the secret sauce, if you will, than on building the foundation. Second, standards and standards come with compatibility. What I mean is, if many people are using the same platform, functions, and objects to develop with, then writing to those standards automatically means that apps that may have never been integrated before can operate together very well right out of the box or off the cloud. So all of this standardization is ultimately another reason for faster time to market and lower costs.
So now let's talk a little bit about an alternative approach. One alternative is to purchase a complete set of products from a sole source. Is that still viable?
Oh, absolutely. It certainly is. So it's becoming apparent that smaller and more nimble companies with a very specific point solution have a bit of an edge. Because, you know, no matter how big your software company is, there will always be more people outside of it than inside, and these people have good ideas and access to capital. So we're finding that companies that concentrate on one thing while using standards can do a better job of supporting the multiple parts of a business process than a single large company trying to do everything. So I think we've entered a new best-of-breed era and that it will be with us for a long time.
And so finally, Dennis, can you talk about some of the downsides of building on top of a CRM?
Well, yeah, the biggest downside is if you have an application that's pretty far afield from the kind of database application with workflow that CRM typically provides for. You wouldn't want to build a modeling application in a CRM system. It's just not a good fit. So the closer the business process is to what CRM does, I think the better it will be for the application developer. That's, I think, the biggest thing.
Okay, so kind of assessing the processes that your application is going to support and whether they match up well with CRM.
With CRM or with the underlying technology. I mean, another approach, and I've seen a lot of companies do this, is to maybe utilize the underlying data structures and some of the functions and of a CRM product, but build a completely different user interface that more closely approximates the business problem that they're trying to solve. I see that work very well as well.
Well, so many thanks to Dennis for joining us today and talking about this new approach. And for more on CRM, check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.